Blog Talk Radio.
Is your computer buffering? Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beast Bone God, live on the Offering Show, February 9, 2023, 9 p.m. Eastern, where you can find this every single week. Oh, man, that's a bar right there. Live. Watch that, February 2023, live at 9 p.m. every Thursday, weekly. There's a rap in that bar. Welcome to the Offering Show for the people, by the people, show that embodies the people. Show for the people. Welcome to the Offering Show for the people, by the people. Show, man, what did I used to say? Yeah, start writing shit.
Embody the people.
Show that embodies the people. Show me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. See what's going on in your hood, my hood, hoods across the country. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits. You're in good health. You're in a good mood. You got a good vibe around you. And if you don't, we praying for you, but we don't like the emoji prayer hands because I'm probably not going to actually get on my knees and pray, but my heart and my mind are in the right place, so I'm hoping that you get better. If you want to hit us up on the socials, you can find us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
Facebook, yeah.
You find us on Twitch. Even though I gotta fix that. I gotta get that Twitch thing.
I don't believe you.
We actually have a Twitch page. I just have to set it up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it this weekend. I think I'm gonna do a Saturday night show. Maybe I'll do a live stream Super Bowl show. And have the Twitch stream rolling as a test run. But if you want to call in, 929-477-3975, hit us up. Let us know what you found interesting this week or the week prior. Sorry if I cough a couple times. I'm getting better, but still got a little bit of cough. Something you want to talk about, something you find interesting, something you find funny, something you find depressing, something that you find provocative. Feel free to call in and discuss it. See what's on your mind. DJ C. Siren is back. You missed last week, right?
Yeah.
DJ C. Siren was off shaking her ass in Mexico. For the Americans, she went to Cabo where all the stars go. Ain't that where the stars go, Cabo? Did you see any stars out there?
Nobody.
Nothing but Americans, huh?
Yeah.
I never understood why a group of black women would go where there's no black people. I guess y'all don't want to get hounded either.
I mean, it's not.
But DJ C. Siren, welcome back to the Offering, man.
Yay, thanks.
Did you miss us?
Yes. It
would have been real dope if you called in from Mexico.
Yeah.
We got T-Mobile. It wouldn't have cost us nothing.
I know, right? Shout out to T-Mobile. Like, they sent that text right when I landed. Free
while you're in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We support the cartel, too.
Even though it was a little trash at times. But, you know, it was still free.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we went to Spain, $3 a minute.
Is that what it was? We didn't rent a phone?
Mm-mm. We just told everybody we'll call when we can. We ain't had no kids then, though, so.
Yeah.
All we had to do was let our parents know we was all right. No, did we have children?
No. No.
No, we had kids.
When I went to Japan, I actually rented a phone. I rented a local phone.
Who the fuck was you going to talk to? Here's not what I want to talk to you now. I tell DJ C-Sign, the quickest way that she knows that I wouldn't leave her is because she know I don't want no relationship with nobody else. I don't want to know how nobody they do. I don't want to call nobody.
It was just to be connected in case I need to call someone more for emergency.
Who you going to call? You bigger than everybody out there. You'll just start kicking them little China people out the way. Unless Godzilla comes. Same difference.
No.
I feel like Godzilla.
They are small. They are still small, yes. And yes.
I'm not being racist. I love Asians. I do. I really do. I love Jedi.
Stop Asian hate.
I'm just saying. Like,
stop Asian hate.
I feel like Godzilla's my size.
Godzilla is your size.
Like, I feel like I'm I could go down there and bust down the buildings. But shout out to the Asians, man. We love you, man. Stop Asian hate. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the Auburn. How you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm great, man. Blessed and highly favored as always. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah. You good. What you doing?
All right, yeah, I got the headset on right now, so I never really know how it's going to come through. But yeah, man, blessed and highly favored, and glad to see another week, man. Still sitting in my office in downtown St. Louis. A little worried when I get out of there at 10 o'clock if I'm going to make it to the train all right.
Why, man? They might get you out there?
I mean, it's downtown St. Louis, so it's always a chance.
Okay, all right, well, you be safe. Well, it'll be a great for the – yo. You would take this pod to the next level if you get robbed live online, yo.
Yo, I'm that committed, bro.
Yo, we would be viral.
Hopefully, I don't get a chance to do it for the pod, man. I don't think I'm that committed to the growth of the pod.
Yeah, like, I mean, I kind of would want you to get robbed, but, like, not robbed of anything good. Like, I remember when we was young, I got robbed for a Domino's pizza. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, if, like, when it comes to getting robbed, like, if you're going to get robbed for something, at least let it be a pizza. So,
I mean, like, I don't think I want to get robbed for anything, but... Food was suck, man. I just bought some food. I'm hungry, and now I'm still going to be hungry, and I'm embarrassed. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Oh, he made me go back to Domino's on Westfield Ave and go get another pizza. Like, he ran my pockets to make sure I still had money and told me to go back. And I said, nah, I'm good. I'm going to just keep walking. And he put the gun to my chest and said, what the fuck did I tell you to do? And I said, all right, I'll go back and get another pizza. And so last time I walked through that park at night, took the long way. See, I got my man.
Business decisions, man. Business decisions.
Yeah. Come on, man. New York, New York in the building. New York, New York. Welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
Look, I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you for having me. I look forward to another good conversation for this week. We got mad topics, you are. I'm just good. I'm chilling. How about y'all?
All right, everything's love over here. Glad to have you as always. Thank you for all of us for joining us. I'm sure we'll have other people, other stragglers join in. It's time to get comfortable. And let's discuss some things that happened during the week. Blur, I started off last week. Well, let me get the lady the floor. She on the phone, so she ain't got nothing. But DJ, she's hiring. Anything you want to discuss tonight? You fresh from Mexico. Do you want to tell us about Mexico? And how y'all was shaking y'all ass in pink bikinis?
We weren't shaking.
For the Americans?
Why?
Did you feel like a superstar when all the white people asked y'all to take pictures because they didn't think that many black people had enough money to go to Cabo?
No, I did not feel like a superstar. No. I don't know why you keep saying shaking my ass.
I just imagine, wasn't y'all out there strolling?
Yeah, but that's not.
And shaking your ass. I mean, I don't care.
No, I'm shake not. Ass like I didn't. Say, I'm not repeating. I'm not saying because you care. I'm saying because you weren't.
Shake your ass like your mama gave you. What's
shake
you say?
What your mama.
Oh, shake what your mama gave you. Who's that, Luke?
Yeah.
Man, yo, I wish I came up. It's so simple. So DJ C Fine, tell us about the trip. How'd you like Cabo?
It wasn't, I didn't really get to see Cabo. We were kind of stayed at the resort. So I really, unfortunately, when you're at a resort, it doesn't really, but the weather was, you know, I don't really get to actually experience the area. They had whale watching, and they have this little rock arch that you can go see by boat or something like that, but that's in the city, and we didn't go there. So, or some of us did, but it just didn't. So I can't really speak on it, but it was nice weather. It was nice out. It was kind of cool. We had nice breeze. Sun was out, you know, but the resort was nice, you know. I mean, but we were there to reconnect and have a good time with each other. So that was, it was awesome.
Did that happen? Did you reconnect? How did you feel? Because usually when I imagine 40 girls all in one place, I imagine a big lesbian orgy or catfighting. And that's just because of reality TV. I'm not accusing y'all of anything, but that's just what I imagine.
neither one of us think that. No, it's just really like, I mean, it's just a whole group of, you know, professionals coming back, grown women, and it's just nice to talk to. I mean, we really it was really nice, just, you know, hanging out, you know, just had some drinks, ate good.
Did you get drunk?
Yeah, I think so, but it wasn't the same.
How do you think so?
Because I didn't feel like lightheaded or dizzy or anything like that. I mean, next day I didn't really have much of a hangover, but I kind of pre-med, like I took medicine before my head hurt. But, I mean, it took like, you know, we would have drinking shots and everything. But, no, it was good. It was good. It was like people I hadn't seen in a while. And, you know, and they're doing great. Like, it was like, you know, y'all have to be in one space with women doing so much in their lives, and like really like it's impressive what everyone's you know, career path is taking. Like I was like almost in awe, like, yo, this, these folks like on top of things.
Did you feel like a loser?
A little bit, but
why?
I don't know. Yeah, Shirley. Yeah, pharmacist. I don't know.
Ain't that a good thing, though? You got your doctorate. You make good money.
Yeah, yeah.
You out here in these streets. People, I just don't let you spend the money like people spend money.
And people celebrated that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were bigging me up, too. But, you know, but I was looking at them like, I don't know. I ain't like y'all.
You was looking at the designer stuff.
Well, so, sometimes it was the designer stuff. It wasn't just the designer stuff. It was the owning, you know, your own firm, you know, like firms and businesses and you know, being, you know, surgical doctors and, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, you know, and dermatologists and, you know.
I said you should be a dermatologist. You like popping pimples on people's faces. Hey, have you ever dated a woman who wanted to pop a pimple on your face? Sure, I'll be trying to, DJ, she's sorry, I'll be trying to attack my face, yo, and I got to fight her off sometimes, yo. Have y'all ever had a woman who wanted to pop stuff?
I have, man. I think, well, back in the day at least, but I think all, I'll say younger people kind of go through that or want to do that. I was never really into it, but yeah, back in the day, I had a chick who used to be into that type of stuff.
New York, you ever had a chick who wanted to, like, pop your pimples, yo?
Yes, 100%, and I hate it. Even the blackheads, doing the blackheads and all that other stuff, that shit be hurting. Should be hurting. You squeeze it mad hard on my face and stuff like that, especially the blackheads on the nose. You squeeze it mad hard, I'm tearing up, like, nah. Now I feel like I'm pussy, like, nah, don't do that. Like, chill, give me the regular face mask. Just give me, yeah, don't do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, you're close to serial killer. Like, if you like that kind of stuff, like, you're close. Like, I feel like this about all my friends. I got a friend that's a heart surgeon. And I remember how he tells me, like, during pig roast, He goes right for the pig's face because he loves eating the face of the pig. And I know he's about a half a chromosome away from just being a serial killer. If blood and guts and tearing people apart doesn't make you sick, you're probably close to being a murderer. And I feel like my wife is close.
No. I mean, you never let me pop the pimple.
Oh, no, you can't touch me.
I don't know. I just know.
You like walking on the, look, she watches the videos where people be popping pimples. She watches a video where dudes be like cutting hooves off animals.
Number one, trimming your fingernails.
No, it's not. She's fucking lying.
No, it's not.
Nothing about this video.
I don't know, man. I kind of watch those videos too, man. There's something satisfying about it. It's like little, yeah, I'll be watching them when they be replacing the hooves on the horses. And I watch Dr. What? Pimple Popper too from time to time, man. I might be with DJ C. Siren on this one.
Yeah. Well, look, that makes sense, because since the day I met you in fifth grade, I always thought you could be a serial killer.
Man, those videos are satisfying, man. There's something satisfying about that stuff.
Yeah, serial killers would get satisfying of blood and cartilage being cut up.
It's not cartilage, yo. It's just like goof, and they just trim it up, and it's like, you know... It is satisfying, but yeah. Anyway.
Anything else you want to tell us about Mexico? How the Mexicans treat you? Did anybody try to steal you and take you to the cartel?
No cartels.
Did a little Mexican man try to marry you?
No.
Did he try to get you to get him his green card? Mm-hmm. You love 90 Day Fiancé. You could have brought a little Mexican over. He'd have cleaned up.
Why is that be little?
All Mexicans are little. They're like Asians.
No, the staff.
You saw tall Mexicans out there?
No, I didn't. But no, they were friendly. They were nice. They were awesome. Really, like I really felt like they were, you know, they knew their job was there to welcome us into, you know, whatever we needed, and they would do it. So,
you know, I would love to have that discussion about cultures. I'm not that cultured enough, but I've always thought Africans were welcoming. I thought Mexicans were welcoming. I thought the entire Spanish population was welcoming. British seem like dickheads. People seem like dickheads.
When did you go to Britain?
No, just from what I see on TV. This is all like prejudices. I don't really know. Everybody I know from Britain school, I know one British lady. She dope as a motherfucker. But, like, their attitudes seem real honorary. Britain people, Irish people, Italian people. Am I doing a white-black thing?
Yeah, I think so.
But I would think Asians fit in that. Asians don't seem that welcoming.
No. No.
Well, Spanish people seem welcoming. Maybe I'm doing a black and white thing, and I don't want to do that. No, Canadians, they're welcoming. They're white.
Yeah. No, I just...
I'm just wondering if it's like an equator thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Is it an equator? Like, everybody below the... I guess South Africa locked Mandela up for 7 years and we got out and made them marry a white woman.
Well,
they're about as below the equator as you can get. How come South Africa isn't cold? Isn't the next stop Antarctica?
Antarctica is way away. It's still closer to the equator than...
Yeah, I gotta do more jobs. Yeah. All right, I'm rambling.
Anyway, so the food was good. Like, yo, there was this, poolside taco making stand that was like the best, the best tacos. Yo, you couldn't choose. It's not like you were like, oh, chicken or pork. No, it was just beef. If you didn't eat beef, you know, sorry, you had some vegetarian sisters. They were like, it's like, sorry, they just got it's just beef. Yo, these tacos. Were awesome. Now I miss the tacos and the guacamole. The guacamole was on point. The guacamole looked like it was like the plainest, like greenest, like weirdest.
You said different type of green.
It was it was like the brightest green guacamole I've ever. Like it looked like the avocado wasn't like ripe enough. Like you know what I'm saying? Like man, this ain't gonna. No, that guacamole was on point, and they served it on everything, so it was great.
Okay, so you had to get sure of that. Yeah. Anything else you want to share about Mexico before I give the floor?
drunk white people love big group of black women.
Which is why I never understood why drunk white people love black people. I don't. That's why I understand so many of them are racist. We have such a good time together.
Yeah.
Especially when they get a couple drinks in.
Yeah, they love this.
Okay. Did you make out with any?
No.
I don't know, you know. Might have met you Derek.
Yeah, no Derek.
Bryans. Wiggins.
Oh. I'm like, what is that?
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, good. Glad you had a good time. DJ, she's trying to be lighting up Sage, yo. That'd be fucking me up. All right, so... Glad you're back. Glad to back have you on the show. Glad you had a good trip. You brought me back a bottle of White Hennessy, so I appreciate it. Add it to the collection. So, yeah, that's it. Blur, anything you want to... Well, DJ, besides, anything else you want to talk about tonight in particular?
No.
No? All right, Blur, you got anything you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, man, you know I got mad topics. I don't know if we want to jump into any right now. I was hoping to talk to DJ T. Tyron with this one, too. I don't know if she had a chance. Like, I want to get into the Grammys, man.
All right, look. Y'all talk about the Grammys.
I didn't watch them.
You haven't watched? Have you watched any of the clips from Facebook? And
Lizzo,
you want to talk about it? Well, go ahead. Start talking about the Grammys. I've seen some clips. I was surprised that it was on. DJ T. Tyron was flying back from Mexico. She ain't really get a chance to watch it.
Oh, you ain't watching either?
No, I didn't know it was on until you texted, and I was like, oh, that's on? And then I was watching Impractical Jokers. I was like, I'd rather watch this.
I thought it was a really good show.
One TV, I had Impractical Jokers. And I want to say, in New York, you could correct me, I think me and you was on Call of Duty during the time of the Grammys, right?
Most definitely. And I give you another one. Impractical Jokers is my show too, though. They be cutting up on that. They really do be cutting up on that.
Yeah, they be acting. I want to catch them in North Jersey one time, you know, and act like I don't know them and make it mad awkward, you know. But go ahead, Blair.
I mean, if none of y'all saw it, it's going to be kind of weird, but I thought it was a really great show, man. I think as far as award shows go, I thought this one did a really good job. I feel like award shows are doing better now. It's probably because they're getting a lot more diversity and, you know, I won't say they're catering to non-white people, but I do feel like the award shows across the board are all starting to get a little bit better. And I thought the Grammys was a really good, overall really good show. I mean, there were no surprises in the winner. Oh, no, it was, I guess I would say Trevor Noah was the host. He didn't really have, like, a big monologue or nothing. And I guess, you know, when it comes to award shows, whoever the host is kind of a big deal. He started with a couple opening jokes, which was – it was weird because, you know, like, you could tell his jokes were already written. But he said something like, Beyonce's over there, she's in the house. And you could see, like, Lizzo and other people looking like, where? And it was like, oh, Beyonce ain't there yet. Maybe she's supposed to be there or she's on her way, but she's not there yet. But he ain't, like, changing the joke. So I thought that was kind of funny. But now he didn't really do, like, open the monologue. And I did a couple quick jokes, and then they got right to it. And it was no big surprises with anything as far as, like, winners of awards. That was all kind of, in my opinion, it opened with Bad Bunny. And, I mean, I know of Bad Bunny, but I ain't really, like, into the Latin music like that. So it was cool. It was exactly like what you would think of, like, a big Latin superstar. A lot of, you know, flowing dresses and twirling around and dudes with their taco meat out showing and everything. So, yeah, it was a lot of that. They had the one performance with the Now, go ahead.
I said, yeah, I feel bad being of Latin descent. I know Bad Bunny's like, he's like the world superstar right now, right?
Yeah, one of the top ones, yeah.
Yeah, I have no I don't know any music from him. Unless it's something that I've heard, but I just don't know it's him.
I mean, and it's not in English. I mean,
Bad Bunny. So did Fat Joe. And I love him.
Fat Joe rapped in English. That's crazy.
But go ahead, Blur. I was just, well, New York, do you know Bad Bunny music?
Of course, of course. I come from the culture. I come from the culture. Look, I'm glad he won an award for it too, because that, look, it was magical. It was magical. It was magical. Look, I ain't even gonna keep talking about this, but when y'all get off this show, I'm gonna send y'all a song to listen to. And he deserved everything of it.
Yeah, send me some Bad Bunny music. Ain't he like king of the gays now too?
What?
Bad Bunny's gay, ain't he?
You call him gay. So you just made that up.
Oh, he's not.
I wouldn't say he's gay. I don't know his preference. I don't know anything about that. Figured tell me, but certain people, embrace themselves in a certain different type of way. Like it's certain people that won't wear dresses, but they wear dresses. It's certain people that paint their nails and won't paint their nails. Type of stuff. So it's kind of like that. But y'all mean, I send y'all a couple little joints that I hit after this. But yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I didn't mean that he was gay like a negative way. I mean, I don't care. I thought he was like big part of the gay community. But maybe I'm wrong, and I don't disrespect him. But go ahead, Blair. What else did you find?
Before Blair go, I don't know if y'all know. But Bad Bunny was in Narcos. If y'all watch Narcos on Netflix, he was in there.
I still have. He was an actor.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was an actor.
He's on Bullet
Narcos,
Train too.
Mexico.
Bullet Train.
Yeah, he,
oh,
he was. Yeah.
Oh, you did some of that. Yeah, Bullet Train is good. I like the movie. I think what's his name? Ocean's 12. I think he's a better actor than Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt?
You know what's so crazy? Bad Bunny just started his acting career. He's definitely better than Brad Pitt.
Oh, man. That's tough.
Stop it.
No, and Ben Affleck, too. I got to throw Ben Affleck in there, too.
He's not a Bullet Train.
I'm saying Bad Bunny just started his career. He's better than Ben Affleck. Take Ben Affleck off the roster. He need to retire.
You and Blur are going to fight over that one. Hey, Ben Affleck, I think, is Blur Bullet. I like Ben Affleck. The Town, it's a good movie. I like his Batman. But go ahead, Blur. What else you find good about the Grammys?
You know what? It was a lot of good stuff, man. It was way more good stuff than I thought was bad stuff. I think I hate to say it, because I used to really love Stevie Wonder, but and someone else already got to it. I was thinking it when it first performed. I was like, yeah. At first, I was happy that they had a hat on, because Stevie's still trying to rock the locks to the back, and luckily they put a Kangol in his head, because, last time I seen Stevie Wonder perform, yeah, he was rocking, like, the Buddhist monk ponytail, but it didn't look like he was doing it on purpose, and he had, like, a goatee that was just, like, a circle around his lips, and I was like, yo, somebody don't care about him, somebody do not care about Stevie, but they had him out there looking better, he was looking a lot better. The performance was kind of whack, but, I mean, it's Stevie, so, you know, you can't really be mad at it.
What song did he perform?
He did the, who did a tribute to? Because I don't think he did his own song. He did it, it was a tribute to, not Barry, was it Barry Gordy? I want to say Barry Gordy. I think he was playing, like, the Motown songs. I think that was Barry Gordy.
Oh, okay. Okay, look, when Stevie Wonder's died, that's going to be a sad day, because I don't think people realize, I think Stevie Wonder might be the greatest musician we've ever seen in our lives. Now, we're a little too young to really appreciate it, but if you go back and listen to Stevie's discography and realize that he came up with so many of those arrangements himself, and then how many people sampled those. Like, the fact that he did that to himself is like, those rhythms himself. I had a discussion if Stevie started R&B. And I don't know if you give more of that credit to Berry Gordy. My mom said Aretha Franklin. But I don't know, man. Even though I'm not a huge Stevie fan, just because I said that thing is before me, I think you can make the case that he's the greatest musician of all time.
I mean, I wouldn't knock it. I don't know how Prince comes into that category, because he's another one. But you wouldn't get much pushback from me.
My bad. I didn't mean to talk over you. I thought you was done. What was the last thing you said?
Oh, no, I was saying you wouldn't get much pushback from me if you said Stevie Wonder over Prince. But I think that would be the only two I could think of. I think it would be like, you know, Jordan, LeBron, Stevie, Prince, as far as greatest overall musician.
It'd be a good discussion. I would want somebody who really understands music. DJ C. Sign's really deep into it, but I would like to know somebody who has the history part in that conversation, because there's probably stuff that even I don't realize. It might even be like that with Prince, because I'm not a big Prince fan, but the wife is, and she really likes him, and I didn't realize how much of a sound that he started. But all this stuff really sounds the same after a while. But you can tell it's that sound.
Yeah.
When you make that many hits with that sound, you know what I mean, and things that come from it, like, who's them people that was in his band?
Jammy
Terry Lewis. And the thing that this direct lineage of Prince is, it's a tough discussion. But I would want to know what Stevie Wonder's lineage is.
Thank you.
But okay.
Oh, you know what? I thought about... With the Grammys, I think I was thinking about this. I think when I had texted you and I was talking about the show in a group text, if you're not on social media, TikTok probably specifically or most influentially, I'm not on TikTok, but I still hear this stuff a lot of bleed over. You know, it all gets blended together. You know who's gonna win what from social media, like. The influence on that, and I know everything can't just be the social media awards, but you hear all this stuff. Like, that's why I said it was really no surprise. Like, when you hear, when they announce the people who are in the thing, they're like, oh, well, yeah, I know that song. And, yeah, like, I can't escape that song. Like, I can't escape that Harry Styles song or that Lizzo song. So when they're in the thing together, you're like, all right, Lizzo's going to win this one because, yeah, that was, like, the biggest song. Like, I couldn't go nowhere without hearing that song. And it's like, Harry Styles is going to win this one because, yeah, I couldn't escape this one. And dance, yeah, it's going to be Beyonce because you couldn't escape people doing the little Beyonce challenge and everything. Like, that ruled all of social media for so long. So when you see that song is up for a category in a dance thing, like, that's a dub. That's a win. So really no surprises.
Beyonce.
That's only because, like, when you're on social media, like, you can't escape some of these songs. And it would be dope if they got songs from other places, but if you blow up on social media, yeah, you're going to win in these award shows.
Yeah, it's so funny how, because I'm not on social media like that, and I'm not on TikTok, like, it's a whole world out there that I'm just not familiar with. Like the Lizzo song, I didn't know what that song was. And so sure, I was like, oh, no, I played it for you here. But, like, I would have no idea about that song. I didn't know that there was a Beyonce TikTok thing until Sheryl just showed me. And I was like, oh, that's when they was making fun of the white people. But, like, if you didn't describe it to me like that, like, I would have no clue. And I like Beyonce's album. I thought she did a pretty good job with it. So, yeah, congrats to them. But, yeah, there's a whole different one. You're right. If you're telling me that you know who will win, because of social media, what you couldn't escape, then I would have no idea what's going on in that world. I did get a kick out of, I did see, because it comes across my feed, Chris Brown being upset that Robert Glasper won R&B of the Year, and he was like, who are you? I got to start learning how to play the harmonica. And the only reason why I thought that was hilarious is because I would have never known who the fuck Robert Glasper was if it wasn't for DJ Susan. And she put me onto his music. And I went out searching for it after. Like, he's got a song with Music Soul Child that's just amazing. He's got a song with, I think it's a Babyface that I absolutely love. And then I was like, yo, like, who is this piano dude? Like, he's like the male Alicia Keys. He's like the male unpopular Alicia Keys. DJ Cesar hates light-skinned people, even though her whole family is light-skinned. So she don't like Alicia Keys. But I'm like, yo, he's another one that's like one of those, those geniuses that's for some reason not on the mainstream, but I assume that everyone who's in the industry who wants music made knows about him. And I was shocked that Chris Brown didn't know who he was. Because Chris Brown makes great R&B music, but I wonder if this is the case where, like, he didn't even, like, just pictures of Chris Brown with Robert Glasper. Yeah. And that shows that, you know, he smokes a lot of weed. Glasper.
Now, you know what that tells me?
What'd you say?
So you know what that tells me? And it's not even limited to just Chris Brown, but I'm hearing that from a lot of people complain about award shows. Like, I just saw one clip, I think it was Fat Joe complaining about losing or someone else losing. And I saw Eminem complaining about losing award shows. People be in their own little bubble. Like, it's so funny that, like, you would think these artists, and I was thinking about that when watching the thing, because, like, the people who were there, they knew the lyrics to all the other people's songs. Like, Lizzo, I don't think every performance from they show Lizzo, she was singing along. Like, not like phony singing along, like, she knew the songs. I can't think of the skinny white girl name right now, but she was doing that too for a lot of the songs.
Taylor Swift,
yeah, like they stay plugged in. Like the people you could tell who don't be Adele too. Like you could tell the people who don't be plugged in. Like, and we lost to someone we never heard of, and they lost to Bruno Mars. It's like just because you don't know about it, don't mean it's not blowing up in all these other places, especially in like. If you're not on the social media, which, like, Eminem's not, I'm pretty sure Fat Joe maybe not be as plugged into the kids' music, the 12 to 25-year-old range on social media or 12 to 30-mate range. Like, so you don't know when you hear stuff like that. Chris Brown, I assume he should have known who Robert Glasper was, but these celebrities, man, they really be unplugged and just living in their own little bubble.
Shit, it ain't even just celebrities. It's regular people because I don't know who these people are. I mean, and that's part of the reason why I don't watch award shows because I'm not evolved enough where I'm listening to every genre and every album and trying to give a take. Like, we all listen, well, me and you, Blur, listen to the Bomani Jones show. Like, he was a professional music critic for a while. So he had to really immerse himself into a bunch of different genres, and I just ain't got that time in my day. The thing that I do enjoy about the Grammys is because they open up my eyes to different music. So I remember people talking about Denzel Curry's album should be up for a Grammy. Now, I'm familiar with him because he's a popular rapper, but I was like, I've never listened to a whole album. He's one of the younger dudes I was like, I never really listened to. And I was like, yo, they talk about him being up for a Grammy. Let me check it out. And it's absolutely phenomenal. Like, it's one of my favorite albums of the year. If it's not my favorite, it's probably two or three. And, you know, and I was a huge fan of, Adele is skinny. Once you go black, you never go back. Or is that just because she's standing next to Lizzo? Ah, I shouldn't say that. But... You get these albums of these kids who drop these albums and they want to be up for Grammys, and I just don't understand how you can get upset because there's so much music out there. How do you judge the taste of what's the best and what's not? Because it's all art and it's all subjective. But if you haven't listened to it, listen to that Denzel Curry album. That's on fire. What else?
There was one thing I thought was weird about the Grammys. And I feel like if maybe I'm getting old, because it ain't the first time people perform dressed up with the devil and stuff. Like Sam Smith. That's what Sam Smith. Yeah, Sam Smith performed. And he did a performance with the, it was just like all red. And I'm trying to like cut his slack. Cause I mean, the person on the song is of the LGBT. I guess they both part of the community, but aside from that, like they ain't got nothing to do. Like you could be LGBTQ plus or whatever. You could be trans. It was the devil like imagery. And I'm like, yo, are we really doing this? And then the chick in the cage or the dude chick in the cage with the other people. And he like, and then Sam Smith got like leggings on. I'm like, I felt like an old Republican lady, like, this is a family show. Like, I remember thinking that in the middle of their performance, and I knew something was coming because, you know, Madonna introduced them, and I'm like, all right, so, you know, this performances like this have been on the Grammys and been on TV for years because, I mean, I'm pretty sure Madonna had some risky performances back in the day as well. Maybe it's just I'm getting old, man. These 40s is hitting different because I was like, oh, man. I don't know how I feel about that. And I know the song. I know the Unholy song. Again, it'd be on, I'll say TikTok, but it'd be on Instagram and YouTube all the time on all the clips with it playing in the background and everything. But I know the song, and I'm like, oh, man, I actually like this song, too. And I understand the song is called Unholy, so I don't know what I was expecting out of the performance, but the devil imagery, and then it was more, I ain't even going to front. It was this badly built, overweight white dude in leggings. I mean, the horn hat didn't help, but I felt uncomfortable seeing that on my screen. I'm sorry to put it that way. I just didn't like it.
I mean, you're not gay.
I mean, you know, it's just being provocative. I mean, like you said, it's called Unholy. It's not really a shock that we're going to go there. I mean, number one, Sam Smith is like, yo, Lil Nas X gave the devil a lap dance, so I got to do something. And Sam Smith has actually been gaining weight. He he's fat before. He got skinny. Now he's
that cocaine.
He's back to.
I'm sorry, allegedly.
He's back to getting chunky, for things. And the only reason why I talk bad about him is because he talked bad about Michael Jackson. But anyway,
Michael Jackson raped kids.
Allegedly.
Shout out to Michael Jackson. We love you. Unless you really did.
Allegedly, he poo-pooed Michael Jackson's talent. We're not talking about what he did to
Luke. I don't know how y'all can defend Michael Jackson and Matt R. Kelly.
Because it's black women. Michael Jackson didn't like Michael Jackson didn't sleep with no black women.
I stayed with you.
Michael Jackson couldn't touch black women. Anyway. Who?
Michael Jackson never dated a black woman?
Name him.
Lisa Marie
of course not, bro.
Michael Jackson never did.
He did Brooke Shields.
Well, I don't really know who these people ever did. I'm sure he had a black woman.
Who? Right.
Somebody help me out. Nobody?
Nobody.
Oh, man. Michael Jackson ain't doing. He was trying not to be black himself. You think he going to bring a black woman in with him? No, stop it.
Look, he couldn't even have kids with no black woman. Maybe the last one was. Well, something, because we think maybe the last kid might have had some kind of parentage, because it wasn't with the original woman. But anyway, I mean, I understand, but I can understand being a little bit like, oh my gosh, why is he doing that? Oh my gosh. But, I mean, they said the same thing when Prince showed his ass cheeks, so, you know.
Yeah, that's why I said I think I'm just getting old, because I'm pretty sure when I was younger, I ain't had no problem with it. It's funny, though, because I was thinking it. They went to a commercial right after that. They came back, and Trevor Noah made a joke about it. And I was like, okay, yeah, they know. They had to expect this. So, yeah. And I was like, all right, at least they're aware of it.
I remember seeing the Stan Smith song on Saturday Night Live. And it was the same thing. Like, it was like, real weird, big flowing dress with like a girl underneath the dress. Who's that girl?
Oh yeah, she performed with him. I don't know her name.
Wasn't she? Isn't she? She's like a weird white, right?
I don't know.
But she had an accent.
Yeah.
She's the LGBTQ whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they all that. But I thought the same thing as you, but I was like, yo, the song sounds good, but everything else around it seems weird. But when you're not gay and you're not in that, I guess, section of life, you're going to think that stuff's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with gay people trying to get us to understand, like, yo, just because it's not part of your life doesn't mean we're terrible people. Maybe we just don't think of religion like you do.
Yeah, that's the thing, because the devil part of it, and I'm like, all right, you know what I mean? Some people just don't care. I was uncomfortable. I think it was the culmination of all of it. You got the trans person in the cage with all the women and everything in his face, and then you got the women and this dude in the skin-tight leggings and the women acting like they going down on him and stuff like that, all while with the devil imagery in the horns. I think it's the combination, just the combination of all that.
Yeah, it's just weird. I do like the song, though.
Do you have sex in other people's bed?
Who? Me?
Who are?
Slow sex in other people's bed.
And I got it. But there's also some, there's dramatics, there's theatrics about it. So, you know, sometimes that's the point, you know?
Yeah. All right, what else you like about the Grammys, Bar?
All right,
I just wanted to say this because, yeah, the LGBTQ community and everything like that, you know how it's like Christians don't agree with it, and they say, like, I mean, if you don't abide by a straight male, straight woman, you're going to go to hell and stuff like that. So I think they playing on that type of symbolism and what they perform too. So it's kind of like a mockery of the Christians, of what they're saying against them. So when they have the freedom of expression, they're going to incorporate that into their set or into the symbolism of, I can't even say that word right, into the play of anything like that. So it's just like, it's artistry in a sense. It's artistry in a sense.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, I mean, I try not to get caught up in it. I ain't gonna front. I was trying not to be the old person to get off my lawn. I know, I mean, whether they worship the devil or whatever, the church of Satan or anything like that, like, I try not to get, I mean, I try not to let it bother me, but I wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't. It wasn't for me.
Yeah. All right, what else you got? What else you like about it, y'all? Who won the best rap album? I was for my man Pusher, but I didn't think he had a shot.
Kendrick.
For our album?
Kendrick.
Yeah.
What other albums were up?
Push was
Khaled.
Up.
Pusher.
Khaled was up.
Khaled should have been in there.
And,
excuse me.
I just had it here for me. Give me a sec. Yeah, it was Pusha T, Jack Harlow, Future, Khaled, and Kendrick Lamar.
Who was the one after you said Jack Harlow?
Future.
What album did he put out?
I don't like you anymore or whatever.
I never liked you.
Oh, I never heard that. I never liked Future either.
Yeah, Kendrick. Pusher won, but I'm okay.
No surprises, Kendrick. Though. Like, you heard Kendrick's album everywhere. Like, of those names I just read, the five ones, you kind of like, it's not surprised to see Kendrick win that.
Okay, see, this is where me and DJ C-Sign have a beef. Where have we heard Kendrick's album besides our phones?
Saturday
Night Live.
Yeah,
he was performing.
We watched a video.
Great performance.
N95 video was playing. Yeah, that was
pretty popular. I mean, even though it
wasn't on the album, but the heart. That one, too. He was even performing. He was even performing the songs at fashion shows, too, though.
Yeah.
He was performing songs.
And the whole... My aunt's a man now or whatever. Like, people was talking about that song.
Right.
But only for a second.
No, they talked.
Okay, well, I'm out of touch, so you're right. I have no clue what the
streets are. No, we talked about it for weeks.
I feel like the Heart Part 5 song was more popular than anything on his album.
It got nominated for stuff.
But that wasn't on his album. So how can that be
included? It wasn't
No, but I'm asking, like, how can that be included as part of his best rapper?
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying that's part of it.
Well, you have to let me talk through it because we're on the radio. We can't talk over each other, even though you're getting frustrated.
Stop explaining it to me and please talk.
Okay. How can you, if The Heart Part 5 was the most popular song he had this year, or would you say N95 is the most popular one? Because That My Aunt to Do Now wasn't the most popular song. It was just provocative for a minute. Because he said, why can I get mad at the white lady?
Stop being emotional.
I'm talking to the people on the radio. Stop being like that. Because it was just a good point in the song where he said, you know, I keep saying the word faggot, and my aunt's telling me, yo, you can't say that. And I get mad at the white girl for coming on stage and saying the word nigger. How can I get mad at her? It's a very poignant thought. It's a great discussion. But nothing on that album is really that popular, except for N95, right?
No. The Silent Hill was popular. They played it a lot.
On the radio?
Yes.
Ooh.
XM.
Well, again, I'm out of touch. Man, I reserve the right to be wrong.
And it's about the project. When you win album, it's about the project, and it was, and maybe it's like you said, you didn't say it was bad. It's just something you don't listen to over and over again.
It's too much.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
Oh, I didn't say it was bad. I like that.
It touched a lot of people. Yeah.
It's because I'm just not emotional.
Yeah. Huh. I thought
the Tisha album was way better than that, and that wasn't even Push's best album.
Right.
I still don't think nothing. There's very few things that touch that Daytona album.
You're talking over me. I'm like my towel now.
Are you going to be like this all night? I'm sleeping on the couch.
I'm trying to put in my 2 cents, and you're not letting me.
Oh, keep going. Keep finishing that. Keep going. See how it feels?
So who's Petty now?
Petty Wop. Jersey. He should have won like 10 Grammys.
I'm done.
Come on, say what you're going to say.
No, what I'm
going to
say now, because you've interrupted me and you have minimized my thoughts, so I have forgotten. Move on.
I still think we should do an 11-year divorce party and celebrate the strong love we had for 11 years.
I've already told you.
And the fact we're going to be best friends for that long. No.
I'm not divorcing you. You ain't my best friend.
Oh, you ain't going to be my friend if we divorce.
Nope. You ain't going to be my best friend.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else you like, Blur and the Grammys?
It goes into a like and a dislike. We ain't got to spend too much time on it, but Viola Davis won a Grammy for her audiobook. It's her book. She wrote it, and she read the audiobook version of it. She got a Grammy for it. This girl gave her the EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. I forgot what number person she is to win the EGOT, but one of the people who won it before her, the youngest person apparently to win an EGOT, was John Legend. Mm-hmm. Musical icon, I guess, R&B icon, legend, whatever. I think we got to have the discussion of taking John Legend's EGOT away, or not, at least not recognizing it. John Legend...
Huh? No, explain that. You gotta explain that. Huh? You gotta explain that.
All right. Just like I said, Viola Davis, who is a beautiful actress, does a great job. She won her Grammy. She's not a singer, but she won her Grammy for performing. She read her ebook. I mean, her audiobook. That's her. That's her providing those vocals. It was her work. She wrote it. She read it. She performed it. John Legend, his Grammy is for his album. That's cool. That's his music. He made it. His Oscar is for his music. His music was in the song, was in the movie Selma. Cool, you get an Oscar for it if your music wins for best soundtrack or whatever. Cool. His Tony and his Emmy are because he produced something, not musically produced Like, he just paid money to get something made. He was part of the production team for a play, and the play won a Tony. So as one of the producers of the play, he gets a Tony. Same thing with his Emmy. He produced, he was a producer on a TV show. So the TV show won an Emmy. He gets an Emmy as part of being part of the production team. Being a producer, all that means was you cut the check. You cut a check. I don't think you get to get EGOT status when all you did to win two of those awards was cut a check.
Y'all, you hater.
Look, I'm gonna say this. Look, Black History Month. Give it up for John Legend. Y'all, you know I mean, he did what he had to do. He made history. He made history. And no matter if he paid the tax, he was on that team. He was on that team, and he got it. Made history.
Yeah, you can't take the man Grammy away, you know, because he produced something.
Not a Grammy. The thing with music, he did.
I'm kind of feeling blur. I kind of understand where he's coming from.
Viola Davis got a Grammy for reading.
Yeah, because there is a spoken word category in the Grammys. It always has been. There's a comedy category. So you can stand up and do your comedy, and you can win a Grammy. So, yes, it is recorded. It is a recorded performance. So, yes, you get a Grammy for that.
And it's not like someone else read it for her. I would say the same thing about Viola Davis if it was just her book and someone, and she got like James Earl Jones or someone or Oprah to read it for her. She did this herself. This is her performance.
I mean,
all John Legend did was cut his check twice.
Hey, man. Look, I had this dream. DJ T. Siren got me joining a writer's group to talk about my movie. And I keep thinking that the lady that we're in the writer's group with, she's worked on True Blood. She's in the California Hollywood scene. If she takes my idea and turns it into like a multi-million dollar movie, if I just got $1 million out of it, I couldn't complain because I'm not going to do anything with my idea.
Without this jumping off point.
So if she turns it into like a $50 million movie and she just gives me one, like I can't complain. Because I'm going to do nothing with it. I think it's a great idea. So if I get a Grammy for that, and I just gave her the idea, and she took it to the next level, made it to a movie, and won a Grammy, or an Oscar, or a Tony, or whatever it becomes.
You're okay.
I'm okay with it. All right, so what else do you like about the DJ Society? You got anything? You done being mad at me?
Yes, I'm over it.
Thank you. Blur, you got what else you got on the Grammys?
That was it for the most part. Again, one of the best shows. I could kind of predict and call every single winner except for one. The song of the year, which again, I don't know about this one. That was the only one I couldn't call.
Who was up
and
for
I guess
it?
They just, who was up for it?
Yeah, what was the song of the year? Was it Beyonce, Who's Gonna Break My Soul? Let me,
that was fire.
Yeah, that was up for it, actually.
All right, let me guess. Let me see if I got anything else. Beyonce, Who's Gonna Break My Soul. LZA, Fat Girls Twerking.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, she
about
was up
damn
for
time.
One. Let me get somebody white. Billie Eilish, I'm Depressed.
No,
but I'm Rich. She didn't have one.
I don't think so.
I know Skinny Adele ain't got nothing because when you lose the weight, you just don't become the same. Skinny Luther was never as good as Big Luther.
That's true.
Even though I found that Fat Bobby Brown is more entertaining than Skinny Bobby Brown, but Skinny Bobby Brown had way more fun.
I think it's original. I think we don't like the change.
I got a follow-up question to that, though.
Okay, well, hold on. Before you get there, I'm just trying to think. I really have
who,
no idea.
The person we talked about.
Who? Bad Bunny had to have something. A Mexican and Spanish.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Whoa.
No.
Right,
no.
He's Puerto Rican, yo.
Oh, was Kendrick Lamar on there?
No.
Hard Part 5?
No.
But it wasn't that
one. Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh, wait, yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. My bad. It was on there.
All right, Blur, who was on? I tried to stall enough. Who was on the Song of the Year category?
All right, so you got Beyonce, Break My Soul. You got Lizzo.
Still About Damn Time.
Taylor Swift, All Too Well.
Never heard of it.
Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you did.
Bad Habit. Oh, the dude from the California Gay Girl group.
What?
Steve Lacy, the gay girl that I love.
Yes, yes, yes.
What was that group called?
The Internet. Yes.
Yeah,
I never knew.
That was your song of the year?
Because of TikTok.
Nah, that song is fire, though. That song is fire.
See? And you know it because of the social media. It was everywhere. A, B, C, D, E, F, U. That's all. That was up for it.
Who's that?
It's for Song of the Year. No. It's by Gail and Sarah Davis. Somebody named Gail and Sarah Davis.
No, don't know them.
Is it a white song?
I don't know, but I doubt it. I've seen the video. They were white, but I don't know if that was a real video or not. Again, I just know the song because it'd be playing all over. People be having it in the background talking to their ex or whatever. A, B, C, D, E, F, U, and your mom, and your sister, and your dog, and that something, something shit you call art. Yeah.
Oh, we got to cut
off
that. We got to cut that and make that a drop. Blur singing that.
We got to cut that. Hey,
put that in the intro, what? Yo.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. I got time stamped this. All right, what else was on there, Blair?
All right, then we had The Heart Part 5, Adele, Easy on Me. God Did was on there, too. God Did was an option. That was number 9. And number 10 is the winner, Just Like That by Bonnie Raitt.
Who's that?
She's
exactly.
I can't say it about old white people winning the Song of the Year.
Yeah,
and,
redheads.
Bonnie Raitt, she got to be from Tennessee, right?
Somewhere like that. Yeah.
Probably.
Bonnie does blues. Bonnie has done, like, duets with B.B. King. And, I mean, like, think of any blues great. Bonnie Raitt has sung with them. She plays the guitar. I mean, no. We didn't think she was going to win, but she is a Grammy sweetheart. Like, she wins what she's in, but she's usually just through her own category, blues, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So she's a vet.
She's a vet. She's been around. She's been
one of the people who walk down the street and got things mixed up and you wouldn't know.
Right. But most people recognize her because she's recognizable. And then, like, maybe what year, about the 90s, she had a pretty good cross. She had some crossover hit with.
Is she related to Billy Ray?
It's Raitt.
I'm glad it's not Raitt. That would be a bad life.
So, like, okay, so go ahead, Blur. What? I know you wanted to talk about her winning, so go ahead.
Oh, no, but that was just, I know she's a legend. I understand. Like, I know her name. I do know her name. And, like, she performed earlier, and I knew her voice, too. Song of the Year, I knew every single one of those songs. Like, but just, like, the first couple notes, I'm like, because I heard so much. I have never heard that song. I don't know Just Like That. I have no idea what song that is.
Did you listen to it?
Song of the Year, I was like, The Fix might be in.
Oh, well, you can't say that if you never heard of it. It might be fire to you.
I'm telling the NPR crowd was loving it.
Yeah, they're all.
They come.
Look,
about his album quite a bit.
Go ahead, New York.
I'm telling you. I just played the preview of it and the song and the Apple Music. It sounded like something that belonged in Red Dead Redemption 2 or something. I don't know how that's up for a song of the year, but I don't know. But no disrespect to Shorty. I mean, is she a legend? She a legend. But hey, I don't know how that's going up against Beyonce You Won't Break My Soul. That, you know what I mean? Every time I hear Beyonce, You Won't Break My Soul, I get out of my chair and I start dancing. I might do a Harlem Shake to that Stinky Leg or something.
That's the best song on the album?
What, Break My Soul?
Yeah.
It ain't my favorite song on the album, but, I mean, it's the single, so, you know, that's the one that gets played and gets pushed, so. I mean, you still got to pick a single nowadays, I guess.
It's actually probably, not that I don't like it, but I'll skip that song before probably First. That's kind of like the one I don't have to listen to. And I love Big Freedia.
New York, New York. You think that's the best song in the album?
I don't. But if I'm thinking, I'm at like a, look, I'm about to be 30 next week. But if I'm about to, if I'm like at an old person function and they start playing it, if I'm like at a reception or something, old person party, and they say, You Won't Break My Soul, I'm getting out my chair. I'm dancing. Look, hors d'oeuvres in hand with the wine or the champagne and the other. Like, I'm dancing to that, most definitely.
I need to make a Grammy playlist because there are songs that I think are fire that I would never listen to. Like, who's the dude from the Late Night Show who won the Album of the Year last year? He's from New Orleans, too.
Was that the Grammys?
What'd you say, Blair?
I said, was that the Grammys? I didn't think that was a year ago. That feels like a lot sooner. Was that the Grammys?
Yeah, that was the Grammys.
Sorry, you know who I'm talking
about,
right?
Who played for the Late Night Show.
Yeah, the Late Night Show. Yo,
John Baptiste.
Yeah.
he won the Grammy last year. And I went through and listened to the album. There's a lot of good songs on it. Like, I need to put a Grammy list of songs. Because some of it is just good background music. Who's Gonna Break My Soul is a really good song. I'd rather listen to Energy. I think that's just an amazing song. I mean, speak about England, black England people. That's all I hear. I think the hard
listen
part.
Listen to ABCDEFU. Man, that's a song to get you up.
Yo, they were just talking on NPR. You remember the song, It's Friday, It's Friday. She got a new album out, but, like, that song didn't make her any money because so many people on the internet hated her. She like, went into hiding. Mm-hmm. She was 13 when that song dropped.
It was bad, though.
I didn't think anybody, like, I mean, it's the internet. I didn't think she would. But how do your parents shield her? But she was saying that she was right at that age where her parents didn't get the internet, but she was on it. So she saw all the hate.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a dumb song, but I'm pretty sure she got some type of money from it.
Bonnie Raitt, let's give them something to talk about. Talk about love.
I thought that was Whitney Houston.
No, it's Bonnie Raitt.
I'm glad her name isn't Bonnie Raitt.
It's not Raitt.
I know, but every time you say it, I don't know if it's your accent or what.
Raitt.
Blur, New York, New York, DJ C-Tyron, I might need y'all to send me some Grammy songs. I'm going to make some Grammy songs on my Apple playlist and see what I think about them. But anything else? What was the whole, I saw the performance of Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Rick Ross, and DJ Khaled, God Did. I think the song is all right. I didn't think it was anything special. But, I mean, I expect that from DJ Khaled, so it's a lot of, you can have some great performances, but it's a lot of, I can tell it's people who just put verses on a beat and not make it organic song. And what I mean by that is, and I could be wrong, it's all assumptions. When Mace, Lox, and DMX made the song Niggas Done Started Something, I could feel like all in the same room feeding off the same energy of that day. Whereas a lot of DJ Khaled music, I feel like it's just put together in pieces and presented as a product. So, but DJ Khaled said they made an 8-minute song in the Grammys, which was dope. They had the Last Supper and made it real dark so you couldn't really see nothing. I I guess people enjoy other people just sitting at a table. Did y'all enjoy the performance? Anybody see it?
I mean, I saw it. Of course, I watched the whole thing. It was a great way to end the show. I mean, whole verse is legendary. It's iconic verse for this year, probably verse of the year. But the performance itself was kind of lackluster. They were outside, so the mics weren't really picking up everything. I mean, Ross, you can hear his verse. I don't know. I think he was just kind of standing still. But I don't know why you can hear Ross. When Wayne went, like, you couldn't really see Wayne because he was walking up to the camera. Then it was dark out, and I think he was walking through smoke. And you couldn't hear him until, like, midway, almost toward the end of his verse. So you got to see him and hear him for, like, the very last bit of it. And then it was a Hov, and Hov was getting up there in age, and so the breath control ain't right there the way it used to be for the whole long-ass verse. But, I mean, song is good. Great way to end the show. One, the best performance.
Yeah, I disagree with you totally. New York, what do you think of the – did you see the performance, and what do you think of the song, New York? Two different questions.
No, so I can't even commentate on the performance because I didn't see the performance. I actually didn't watch the Grammys. I think DJ Khaled as a person, he's a good composer of music, and he knows how to get the right people on the right tracks. I'm going to say that, but I can't commentate on the performance because I definitely don't see it. I mean, I can debate with you if Jay-Z had the best verse of the year. I can debate that. I think I heard people better, but definitely Hov is in that conversation. I say that.
Man, DJ C-Tire, what you think? Did you watch the performance, and what do you think about the song in actuality?
I think it's mediocre. I mean, I was expecting more, maybe because I kind of, before I heard it, it was a lot of hype around it. So maybe when I finally listened to it, I just was expecting something else. But I didn't see the performance, so I don't know anything about that. But, I mean, it's cool that they performed it. I mean, it's cool that they performed it instead. The usual, you know, Grammy go-to would be, you know, Future, Lil Baby, and Ali Chopper or somebody. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that you heard on TikTok. Well, you know, not that we didn't. I don't know. I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised. You're not on TikTok.
I don't want China.
Are we being racist?
I am. That's so bad, isn't it?
Shout out to the Chinese. You'll stop eating hate.
But I mean, I guess that was kind of cool. But yeah, I don't know. I missed it. I don't know. Maybe it was something more in the live performance that I don't get from the recording.
I've had this argument with Blur. I don't think that's a verse of the. I don't even think. I think it's Jay-Z. Like, it's good to hear. I'm splitting. I won't say we. Just my personal opinion. I'm splitting hairs here. I think Jay-Z, and it was always tough for me to admit this, is the best rapper ever. And it was real tough for me to ever admit that because I was a huge Biggie fan. It was tough for me, but his longevity, his success, his impact, it's just undeniable. Like, he's the first, he was probably the first longevity that we've seen. Maybe LL Cool J. But Jay-Z's been more impactful specifically with rap longer than those other guys. Mm-hmm. So it was always tough for me to admit that. But I don't think this guy did verses in his top, like, 40 verses. Like, Jay-Z has dropped some, like, there's been some amazing things where, like, you can feel how upset he was when he was saying these lyrics. And he always is promoted as the cool guy and all that stuff. But I still say, like, that Streaks is watching second verses. Like, you could tell he was contemplating, like, yo, I really need to stop selling drugs because I'm going to die. Like, there's no other way. Like, I really got to stop. And
see, I think you might be conflating two different things, though. I don't think no one's going to say that this, well, some people might, but I don't think you're going to get a large number of people saying that this is Jay-Z's best verse. No. But he's got too big of a catalog to, like, well, something's got to be his best verse, but look at it this way. Next year, the next couple years, 5 years from now, they're still going to be talking about this verse. This verse is going to go down in history, and it's going to be keep coming up. It's going to be on all the lists and the journalists, and at the end of the year, they're going to be talking about best songs. They're going to play this verse. 5 years from now, they're going to be talking about this verse. Yeah, man. Like, they did a whole lyric breakdown on CNN.
And I
just think about that. Imagine what kind of impact you have to be to have to get a lyric breakdown on CNN.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his influence is undeniable, but I still don't think the verse was that impactful. What I did, I think his verse on Pusha T's Neck and Wrist is better than God did. Like, when we're talking about specifically verse of the year, Kendrick Lamar's, is it the first or the second verse on the Hard Part 5?
No. I knew you were going to say the Hard Part 5. Just words with a beat playing in the background. I don't even know if he's on beat, man. Nah, you can't. Kendrick has some verses, and he spits some stuff on his album. I don't think nothing on the Hard Part 5 stands up to this verse.
I think all three verses are better than what Jay-Z did. Nas King Disease has about 7 songs that are better than that one verse. I'm trying to think what else came out this year.
King Disease 3, great. Might be my album of the year. No one's going to be talking about any of those verses 2 years from now.
What else came
I don't think that. Even going back to argument, go ahead. My fault. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Give me specifics. What don't you think? Give me some, so we know what we're talking about. New York?
Oh, you talking about me? No, I was just like, Jay-Z is the master of his class. He's been rapping. Look, he figured it out on his own with Dame Dash and everything that he figured out on his own. He's the master of simplicity, right? So when he gets up on these tracks and he's talking the way he's talking, yeah, I mean, it's not even like rap no more. He's actually talking to the people. It feels like he's talking to the people. That's why I feel like he's rated in his category as the greatest rapper of alive, because he can take a step back two, three years, four back, you know what I mean, and then put on a song, and he get a verse on a song, and then people would be like, oh, this is the verse of the year, because he mastered that flow. He mastered my fault. Is it me?
No, not cough. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think he at the end of the day, he's been around for so long, he mastered his flow, his cadence, and everything like that. So, like, simplicity is best. So, like, when he's talking to you on those type of tracks and stuff like that, it's not rap no more. You listen to it, he's actually talking. He's not rapping. And I feel like if people put him in that greatest rapper category because of that, because I mean that's the talent. But there's other people out here that have talent too. There's other people that have talent too. Like Jeezy just dropped the album. I don't know if it's an album, a mixtape, an EP or whatever. Just dropped it last year. Jeezy just went back to his old roots. After he got married and all this other stuff. Look, That shit was fire. That shit was fire. I loved it. Every song on it, I loved it. It was no skip. I drove from Maryland to North Carolina to that shit. It was no skips. I loved it.
You talking about the TV drama joint?
Yeah, the recent joint that he actually just dropped.
Yeah, damn. Yo, there's like 10 verses on there better than Jay-Z's.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, like, that whole Dear God Did record, I mean, his verse on that, it's good. It's very good. But I can't say that's the actual verse of the year, because a lot of other people who's putting out stuff right now, I think it's better than that.
I agree. And that was my whole... So I'm talking about Snowfall. Are you talking about Goated?
Snowfall GD was a different animal. Whatever one that he actually just released in 2022, I think I can't even remember what month he released it.
It's two of them.
Hold on. See, now I'm about to go back in my catalog.
Yeah,
I think it was the one with DJ Drama.
Yeah, so that was Snowfall.
Hold on, let me just let you.
Fire.
Yeah.
Which Pusha T is about to drop a DJ Drama joint. I can't wait for that. But there's no way.
Oh, it was Snowfall. It was Snowfall. It was Snowfall. That shit was fire.
Fire. But there's no way you listen to the Freddie Gibbs Soul separately and thought Jay-Z's God Did had a verse of the year. There's no way you listened to that song Dark Hearted and thought that verse by Jay-Z. We're not comparing the artists, because Jay-Z's a whole different class. He's in a class by himself. But we're talking about 2022. Who had the better verse? Who had the greatest verse in 2022? There was too many people out here putting in amazing artistic pen to pad with feeling and lyrics and performances, that Beg God verse should have been in there. I don't even think Jay-Z should be counted in this category.
You say things like best and greatest. Jay-Z is in the class by his own, but when you say things like greatest and best, those are obviously subjective. But you got to. That's why I always bring up the. But this is why I bring up the fact that he got a lyric breakdown. So. Was it the most lyrical verse? Definitely not. It might have been the longest verse. I mean, it didn't have the craziest wordplay. He wasn't in the best pocket or the newest flow. He ain't really, create a new flow for this verse. Nah, he was in he found the beat. He did his thing. It's the impact and the content. It's the impact and the content. So, yeah, he wasn't just like – he didn't do the Kendrick Lamar thing where I'm just going to talk. I ain't even got to worry about the words rhyming. He did have a flow. He did everything well, and he had the intent – I mean, he had the content. That's what got the breakdown on CNN. They'd be like, yo, is he checking the whole U.S. government system? Yes, he is. Let's bring this down. The whole Farrakhan and Mike Wallace interview that keeps popping up every year because it's so dope – he going to reference that and channel that into his verse? Oh, shit, let's bring that back. Like, it's not just the pocket or the flow or the wordplay, because those are all just, you know, Jay-Z being Jay-Z. I mean, he does his thing. He flowed a million different ways a million different times. He found one that worked, but then it's the content. Like, maybe. I don't know if that's true, but maybe. But like,
I
do think The Heart Part 5 had better content, but it was whack. It was barely on beat. It didn't really have a pocket. Like I said, it was just him talking with something playing in the background. It was more like spoken word than it was a song, than it was a verse. Jay-Z put it all together. The content is probably, like, if you put everything on sliders, content for this one, for Jay, between 0 to 10, is probably like a 9 to 9.5. And then everything else is up too. It may be like not as high, but putting it all together. Like, yeah, maybe The Heart Part 5 maybe had better content slightly, maybe.
he stayed kind of with the black people in our culture, so maybe not, but the flow was whack. It was barely on beat. It wasn't a good song, let alone a great verse, but all the sliders up that go into a verse or a song, Jay-Z probably had the overall highest score.
See,
and
I
think
very
by the
content. We'll go, before you even jump in,
go ahead,
all the everything that the criteria that Blair just list before he actually got into his explanation about that, that's what I judge upon. Because look, I'm a very religious connoisseur of battle rap, so that's literally what I judge upon. So I mean, if somebody measures, if somebody doesn't measure all the way around the table of hitting every category of that, I don't think they qualify for the best verse of the year. It has to be everything. They got to hit every one of those points. They have to hit every one of those points for me. The delivery, the cadence, the flow is more important. But, yes, the content is important, too. But if they hit and they checking off all the boxes, then I can't say that Jay-Z has the best verse of the year when he just – it's his flow. It's his cadence. It's his content. If somebody else is doing everything outside of those boxes that Jay-Z is doing in that verse during that year, I can't give Jay-Z the verse of the year. That's just me. That's just me.
Now, I agree with you. I don't think anyone on all the boxes scored higher than Jay-Z when you average it out. Like, again, I think the content carries it, but this is still just a standard. Like, it's a handicap match. It is, because whole flow is never going to be bad. It's like between 1 and 10, his flow is never going to be a 1. I mean, his cadence is never going to be a 1. It's just not going to be that bad. So it is handicapped because we're so used to it, and we already see it at such a high on all those other levels. Even if he's at like a 5 or 6 on everything else and then a 10 at content, like there's other people, like y'all named some songs already where, yeah, the flow is better. The pocket on God Did, I think Wayne, he had a better flow. His rhyme pattern was better, but the content wasn't there. The content didn't match up, and then it was mad short. So I would have to give the Wayne goes the hope on that one.
There is no way anybody listened to Joey Badass album and thought Hov had a better verse than anything on that album. I'm just looking back on these albums that I've listened to, and I'm just saying what y'all are saying because it's all subjective. There's no way you listened to that J. Cole verse on Benny the Butcher album and thought that that Hov verse was better than that J. Cole verse.
What? Say that again. Say that again for the people who don't understand. Say that again. Say that again, because I was just riding through Arlington, Virginia, just listening to that. That track hit different.
No way. Anyone heard that J. Cole verse on that Benny Butcher album, Ted Talk 4, and thought whole verse was better?
All right, first of all, I had to go back,
hold
and I'm like, you talking
done.
About 2000
on,
Joey
I'm
Badass
done,
album?
Blur.
You bugging.
Blur, I'm not done, Blur. Because I had to go back to look at what albums came out this year, because I listen to music. Jid, The Forever Story, fire. There's a lot of verses better on there than that Jay-Z verse. Black Thought, Cheat Codes with Danger Mouse. Oh, my God. I would love to sit down with somebody and play the whole verse and go to track 4 and Cheat Codes and be like, why do you think this verse is better than what Black Thought just did? I'm not going to give Drake and 21 Savage. I'm not adding that because I think that's just a different type of music. Lupe Fiasco. Drill Music in Zion. I forgot how fire that album was.
Great album.
Jay-Z, Lupe got about 10 verses on there better than anything Jay-Z did this year. And again, I'm the one saying Jay-Z is the greatest rapper of all time. But But if we're talking about the best rap verse of the year, no way. No way. No way that goddamn verse. It was nice to hear from Jack. It was very nice to hear.
All right. How about this? Like, let's put it to a test, though. Pick a verse. I'm going to put myself down and saying Jay's God did verse. We're going to put up some categories, and we'll put it in the chat. I'll put up, since I'm at my office now, whenever I come back to work, I ain't got nothing to do. I'll put together a chart. We'll put it in the chat and let people vote on it. And, like, just we'll put up some categories and see where they stack up.
Okay. Man, we spent 2 hours on Grammys. All right, look. I got verses for days. The very first one I'm going to go to is that J. Cole verse. When he started talking
look,
about the guy was crying.
I was ready to post that in the chat right now. I forgot all about that song, but that's in the fire. I ain't even going to hold you.
Because that came out in, like, January. So it was early in the year. Like Cole went ballistic. So we'll have that discussion. Okay. Anything you got left on the Grammys, DJ C-Tire? Did you want to get in here and ask Blur why he keep hating on backpack rappers?
Kendrick Lamar. No, I don't.
Why he keep hating on Kendrick Lamar? Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like something personal. But I don't understand how Blur doesn't think Kendrick Lamar was on the beat. I understand the in and out, but I would love to listen to it because I feel like he's finding the pockets in between the 808 part. But that's getting technical. But, you know, we'll have that discussion. So, Blur, you got anything left on the Grammys?
I guess last, but probably should have been first, Tim's. And SZA, Cardi B too, but go just Google the images. Do Google images, man. Do your Googles. Tim's 2023 Grammys, SZA 2023 Grammys. And just for good measure, Cardi B 2023 Grammys. God damn, hips don't lie.
Yeah, Cardi B has a great body, but I still don't like her face. Is that ignorant to say? She's got that Rihanna factor to me. Where, okay, look, and just in case this ever blows up, again, I'm splitting hairs. I think all these women are beautiful, talented. I enjoy their characters and personas. But I'm judging them against, like, people like Halle Berry, where if you look at their face, they look stunning. I'm judging them against Nia Long, where if you look at their face, they look stunning. Not against me. I know they would look at me like, Lucy, you fat motherfucker. I would say, you're absolutely right. But I still don't think, am I off in that? Like, do y'all think Cardi's face look good?
I mean, I don't think she looks bad. She got her teeth fixed from before, so, yeah, I think she's an attractive woman. I wouldn't call her ugly by any means.
Well, attractive. I don't think she's ugly. And attractive is a very big gamut.
I mean, like, I think she's pretty. I'm not really into the non-black women, but
I know.
I think she's really pretty. I think she's really pretty. I think she's a really pretty woman.
Do you think she's beautiful? And again, no disrespect, Cardi.
Yeah, shit.
Of the best looking women ever. That's all. To you, Cardi, if you ever listen to this, I think you're an amazing, great looking woman. Because asking Blair, she's beautiful.
I wouldn't say beautiful. I mean, and probably it's more makeup than anything else. I think a lot of women nowadays, and maybe it's just their makeup artists, they all kind of look plain faced, I guess. So I'm going to say not beautiful, no.
New York, you think Cardi's beautiful?
Look, I'm going to say this about Cardi B and everybody in the Bronx. I love y'all Bronx women. I love y'all Bronx women. Real niggas know Cardi B, been around for a long time. I love Cardi B back then. I love Cardi B now. She's beautiful. She's definitely beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Love her. Love her. Love everything that she's got going on. No disrespect to her husband, but yes, yes, I'm showing the Bronx ladies love. She's beautiful. Gorgeous.
Is Rihanna beautiful?
Yes, yes, yes. 100%. 100%. She got a forehead like mine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to let that go. I had to let that go, but yes. Yes, she's beautiful. She's definitely beautiful. And she said she got 13 minutes on the Super Bowl. Oh, yes, I'm tuned in. Shout out to Rocky. Shout out to Rocky for locking that down. Shout out to Rocky. You know, homie, man.
TJ, she's sorry. You think Cardi B's beautiful? In a non-gay way?
She's not ugly.
Well, we're not saying she's ugly. We know she's not ugly.
No, I wouldn't say she's beautiful.
If
we're saying beauty, good versus like being, you know,
absolutely. You know what I mean? And I always say that, and again, because it's not dissing to Cardi, because I think Halle Berry is probably one of.
I don't think she's the epitome of beauty.
Ain't Halle Berry?
No.
Must be out your fucking mind.
No.
Who's the epitome of you? Like ugly looking women though.
Not
you probably think Viola Davis is.
She is a beautiful.
See.
Whoa! Why Viola Davis get a shot? What she got? Why you gonna just show Viola Davis like that? She ain't do nothing.
Black History Month.
I love
Viola
Davis.
We got up these black queens.
Look, I don't want her to merge.
They all beautiful.
This is all about
Black History Month.
All these women are beautiful. That's we're splitting hairs. This is Jordan LeBron. This is Jerry Rice, Randy Moss. We're talking about the best of the best. This is Jay-Z, Nas. That's all I'm doing. There's no disrespect to any of them. Because if
you got
to say
put
Nia
Long in that conversation, then
that's exactly where I was going to go. Nia Long.
I was going to say that too. Nia Long to me is the standard. Halle Berry is the standard. Now, if you say, who would you rather marry? No offense to DJ C. Siren, because that's who I married. Who would you rather marry, Halle Berry or Cardi? Give me Cardi all day without, like, a question. Like, I would don't even bring Halle into my section. Give me Cardi. I feel I could be married to her for life. I feel like when it comes to the standard of overall happiness, my wife's number one. Cardi's probably number two, except for the fact that she used to poison men and rob them. So it's a big no-no, but I forgive her. But Nia Long is probably like the number one standard of all. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she seems like she's cool as hell.
Yeah, remember Friday when Craig had his baby mother come over here with the blonde braids and stuff like that, and Nia Long was in that crib, and she acted out of the crib and seen Craig's baby mama come through the crib. She played it cool, right? And she was like, nah, this not going to bother me. She just stepped up. Nia Long is the one. Nia Long is the one, for real.
She might be the standard. Go ahead, Blair.
No, I was saying, yeah, Nia Long, like, New York beat me to it because you was talking Halle Berry, and I was about to say, you got to go for me, Nia Long, Regina Hall, Gabrielle Union. Like, Halle Berry might make my number four spot as far as just pure facial beauty. I go Nia Long, Regina Hall, Gabrielle Union.
Hey, I could have bagged Gab. True story. Arizona, 2006? It was before I met DJ Cesaro. She had her hand on my leg laughing at all my jokes. Asked me where I was going that night. The only problem is she thought that I was a professional football player. And I knew that lie wasn't going to last long because I think I had about 40 hours to my name. But look, real talk, I had our conversation with Gabrielle Union in the club. amazing personality. Like, she's absolutely beautiful, stunning. But what I'm talking about, funny, lighthearted, just having a good time, I was amazed at how dope she was. Maybe Halle Berry's like that too. I don't want to offend nobody, but I really had a conversation with Gabrielle Union for about an hour in the club, and she was definitely, like, dope as a motherfucker, as just personality-wise. Funny as hell.
All right, man. Yo, we only got 15 minutes left. We ain't talking about shit else. Blur, you done with the Grammys? You done took up the whole show.
So, first off, we done took about a lot of stuff other than the Grammys, but yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, did any of y'all see the green comet fly across the sky?
Wait, say that again? I didn't even understand what you just said.
Any of y'all see the green comet fly across the sky?
You talking about the Chinese balloon or that's the actual green comet? I don't know.
Nah, we get to the China balloon in a second, but there was a green comet that only comes around every 55,000 years, and it was visible in the sky on Wednesday last week. I guess none of y'all cared to look. None of y'all cared about it. We'll never see it again. Our kids won't ever see it. None of y'all gave a fuck about it. All right.
There'll be other comments. They'll be all right.
Alright, but so China balloon. We go to the China balloon. China flew a fucking balloon from China to North Carolina. And Joe Biden waited until it was over the ocean to shoot it down. I have so many questions. Apparently it was a spy balloon. China said it was measuring the weather patterns. USA said, fuck that. And shot it down with a missile. Big was this fucking balloon that you had to shoot it down with a missile. Like, you couldn't get like a just hook and just like bring it down. I was so
three
confused.
Buses wide. It was like the diameter with three school buses.
I still feel like it's just a balloon and you can bring it down. Like, you couldn't put a hook around it. Like, they shot it with a missile. So,
I mean, you probably didn't need a missile specifically, but I don't know if you could hook it. Like, you can't just hook and bring down a hot air, like, well, I don't know how big blimps are, but I'd imagine, like, at a certain size, it's, I mean, a little bit difficult.
I mean, hook it to the ground?
Yeah, on the ground, yeah, okay. But I don't think they hook it and bring it down.
So, well, let me go to New York first since he brought it up. What'd you think about the China balloon, the Chinese spy balloon?
I think niggas is my fault. Let me not say that. Let me revise. I think people actually out here thinking that we pussy for it. Honestly, because we have people running up in the Capitol unharmed, doing everything that they want to do, this, that, and the third. Now you got this balloon, your Chinese balloon going over our country, capturing surveillance. And it took you that long for whatever states that they passed through or whatever, now all of a sudden it's over to Atlanta, you want to shoot it down? Like, what? I think people were just calling us pussy, like, we not doing nothing. Like, at the end of the day, that's what I feel like.
Okay. Blur, what you got on the China spy balloon?
Nah, man, China is smart, man. Like, they went low tech. I'm pretty sure we spying on them too and spying on other people. We probably just doing it with satellites. And so, yeah, they realized that just regular drones or satellites we probably would have picked up on. So they went low tech. Apparently, like, our defense system or whatever doesn't pick up stuff that's moving that slow. But it was picked up, like, kind of fast. And I think President Joe did the right thing. Like, they were jamming it. They weren't just, like, letting it sit there. Like, once it was known and they picked up on it, they know it was a spy balloon because it wasn't just, like, floating, like, on its own.
it was stopping over nuclear missile sites, and like specifically over a base or a silo where we build and hold like B-52 bombers and stuff like that. Like, so you can't say that you're a weather balloon when you're strategically stopping and hovering over areas of our military importance. But apparently once it was known, they were jamming it. So it's like it wasn't transmitting anything. So it was safe to just let just float along till it was over the ocean or over a safe place to shoot it down. So, yeah, China got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. But it's fucked up when it comes out that, yo, this wasn't the first time. Like, this was like the third time over the past couple of years. So clearly we need to I know people are always talking about the spending on the military, but we need to raise our budget or something, because if this low-tech hot air balloon stuff is getting over us, yeah, we need to figure something out. We need to strengthen our defenses.
But that's what I think is funny about the whole thing. Like, I think it's always one of those things where America's smart enough where once this balloon got, you know, flown through Canada, because it came through Canada first, they were alerted of it. They kind of just wanted to see what it was doing. And I think the only reason why they shot it down is because they wanted to say, hey, fuck your balloon, China. Like, we know what you're doing. If you're stopping over where we built our B-52s, if you're stopping over where we have our nuclear silos are, you know where they're at. There's still nothing you can do about it. Like, there's nothing you can do to stop it. I was just confused. Like, why do you need a balloon if you got satellites? Like, I would think that if they already knew where to stop, because like Blair said, like, they were stopping over these specific areas. So if you already knew they were there, what do you need to stop over for? I guess to get a clearer picture. I guess you can't get that clear of a picture through satellite. But that didn't make any sense to me. But the funniest thing was the response from China that was like, the U.S. will pay for shooting down our balloon. But you got to love the Chinese, yo. Like, how you going to say it's a weather balloon for research and then say, hey, we might go to war, and expect a response for you shooting it down because it was over your country? Which always leads me to believe, when it comes to the propaganda, like, how many times have we flew stuff over China? Because there's no way they did this without us doing something first, right? Like, this can't be a one-off. But, you know, all right, so we got balloons flying. It was shot down near my area. Like, I wish I would have checked the news earlier, because I would have drove down and saw them shoot it down, because it was only about an hour and a half from where I live at. So what else?
Can you imagine if you grab a piece of that and you sell it on eBay?
Yeah, I ain't fucking with that shit. Look, numbers. Man, I'm not bringing no Chinese surveillance into my house, yo. There's no TikTok in this house. Speaking of spies, though, it just came out with the U.S. got caught. They were the ones that blew up the pipeline to Russia. I think we all kind of assumed the U.S. did that. And Russia said the U.S. must now pay. What do y'all think? Were y'all surprised that the U.S. got caught, that they blew up the pipeline in Russia? Or, you know, it's just par for the course? Or did y'all not hear about that story? Blur?
I don't think I heard about that.
Okay. New York, New York, did you hear about it?
I don't think I heard about it, but times are getting tough right now. I don't know. Is there a war going to be on this soil? Like, I don't know if we're ready for that.
Man, none of y'all heard about this story. It's such an amazing story. Like, they had the gas line that goes into Russia that feeds a lot of their gasoline and all that stuff. the U.S. sent in, like, these divers with bombs, and they swam to this pipeline, strapped some bombs onto this pipeline, and blew that motherfucker up in the ocean. It's one of the craziest, like, buy stories we've ever heard, but it seems like no one really wants to read about it, except for me. I thought it was amazing, so don't sweat it.
Was
all right, before
we
get out
people,
of here,
or did we just provide them with, like, the money and the stuff? Like, was it really our people, like SEAL Team 6?
Well, the U.S. has denied it. Russia, I want to say the Netherlands, and I want to say Norway all have proof that it was USA divers that performed the explosion. So who knows? Who knows what information we're going to get because we're in America? But it seems like it's a pretty easy fact to say that we're probably responsible for blowing it up. I just want
to. I'm about
like,
to go to Antarctica,
mission.
Yo.
But like, nah. I mean, at this point, I'm staying in America because I don't think that these other people can fuck with our defense systems. But like, I want to know like whose responsibility is to swim in the ocean with a bomb.
I mean, SEAL Team 6, that's what they signed up for.
Nah, can you imagine you swimming in the sea with a bomb and a shark bite you, yo? A shark bite you? It's over.
That's
it's
what I'm saying.
Like,
what if a whale want to fuck with you, yo? You going to blow up. All right, we only got 2 minutes. I got one more topic to hit quick to, real quick. Y'all excited for Kang the Conqueror, the movie? Blur? Well, let me go to New York first. I know Blur might have a couple minutes on it. New York, you excited
for
Kang the Conqueror?
You got to go to Blur because I never heard of this movie before in my life.
and why?
Nah, I still don't ring a bell. I got YouTube down.
You don't watch Marvel movies? Black Panther?
Nah, I haven't even seen the new Black Panther.
Oh, man, you got to check it out. I mean, the new Black Panther is great. As long as you saw the first one, you get the idea. The Mexicans win the second one. Blur, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. I mean, for the movie itself, a little bit. I don't know why you're calling it Kang, but all right. But it is introducing, it's kicking off the next phase. Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been kind of ass. Or, well, it hasn't been good as the other previous movie, so I'm excited for them to get started on a new path. So yeah, I'm excited for that. Because we know, I don't say so much about the movie, but we know about the direction we're going, it kind of lessens the stakes for this movie to a point. Like, we know it starts the Kang dynasty, and Kang is going to be the big bad for the next couple movies. Like, he's the new Thanos. Like, at the end of Phase 4, this is who they're going to be fighting. So does he die in this movie? Maybe, maybe not. What iteration of him? It limits the stakes when you know you're going to see him again. So I'm really hoping they do have something serious like an Ant-Man death. I'm still holding out hope for that. So, yeah, I'm excited for it, but, you know, not for the movie itself, just for what it's going to lead to.
Why are you always saying why I'm calling it the Kang movie? This is Jonathan Majors. This is Creed 3. This is Black People and Alien movie, HBO series. Like, this is his shot to be the next big bad villain of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's going to be the villain for the next couple movies. So we know he might die in this one, but he's going to come back. And this is his performance to show that he's the next greatest villain. Well, I love Thanos.
Didn't we get that out of Loki?
What?
And we get all that. They already introduced him. He already showed that he could do it. He already showed he's going to be a big bad, and he already died. We've seen all of that in Loki.
Nah, but we didn't see how powerful. We didn't see Kang the Conqueror. We saw He Who Remains. I want to see the Conqueror and what he does in these streets. I want to see Creed 3 against Ant-Man.
I mean, I'm excited to see him whip some ass. I do want to see that. So hopefully he get a chance. Again, I'm hoping for a death. I hope he really gets to do something badass.
So, yeah, so I'm excited for Kanye. Now, Blur, are you watching it the day it comes out? You watching it Thursday or Friday?
Probably. I don't like going to the movies on Friday, so it'll probably be a Saturday movie for me. Saturday, like, I go to the movies twice a week, most weeks. So Saturday, I try to reserve for the smaller, low-budget movies, make sure they get their first weekend numbers. And then the big blockbusters, I try to go to on Tuesdays because, you know, it's cheaper and it's less people. But for this one, I don't know. This one I might have to go see first day. Well, first Saturday. I ain't going to go on Friday.
So it comes out next week. DJ C-Sire, you off next Friday? DJ C-Sire's off next Friday, so I know we'll be in the movie theater Friday at 10 a.m. Go see Kang the Conqueror. As long as the Eagles Super Bowl parade isn't on Friday, we'll be up there. Because, you know, Super Bowl this weekend, Eagles going to win the next one, win the Super Bowl. It's going to be exciting. So that's it for the show, man. We got to get out of here. We got about a minute and 30 seconds left. It's been a good show. Good talking to you. Good Grammy talking to y'all. Enjoy it. DJ, you got anything before you say it before we roll? She said goodnight. She's all the way upstairs getting her humidifier and her sage ready. Blur, what you got?
Oh, man, yeah, let's start the campaign to get John Legend's EGOT taken away. Matter of fact, let's give some of it to Ben Affleck just because.
Oh, man, you're a disgrace to all PBIs. I thought she was going to say something. What, PBIs? Well, stop calling us PWIs. We can have that fight another day. No, they don't. Only you black people use it. Yes, they do. Fuck NPR. We got to talk about NPR one day, too. All right, Blur, that's it. You good?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm sorry it has to be said during Black History Month, but, yeah, we can't keep letting them get away with this. And on the other note, Scissor Tim, I'm going to post some pictures in the chat just so y'all see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, post the pictures. New York, floor is yours.
I'm saying, no, we can't replace Ben Affleck for John Legend. John Legend had this single, "We Just Ordinary People." I can't sing, but no, we're not going to let that go. Ben Affleck was a horrible daredevil when he played in Marvel. That's why they had to go with somebody else. No, I'm sticking behind John Legend. He makes the proper songs and everything like that. He made the proper moves. He should be awarded. Other than that, you know what I mean? We need, look. Stay safe. Stay good. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to the next conversation after this and everything. So be easy, people, and then we're going to go in the roll, and then we're going to talk next week.
All right, we out.
Wait, before you go. Yo, stop that blasting, man. Jay-Z had a 4-minute verse. J. Cole had a minute and 15 seconds, man. Stop it.
What?
J. Cole verse with Benny the Butcher was a minute and 15 seconds. Jay-Z rhymed for over 4 minutes. Stop it.
Yeah, and Cole's verse was better. Quality over quantity. We're going to get cut off. We got to worry about this next week.